AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVLE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 19th of February, 7:23, 2 degrees, a wind chill of 16. We'll be warming to plus 9 before it's all said and done here today. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Catherine Wilkerson. We're going to talk about Kiwanis Club, and more specifically, the Kiwanis Club's annual Pancake Day. That's always a big day here in Emporia. Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just trying to stay warm. What about you guys?
We are about the same. We know that, though, things are going to be hot in the kitchen when it comes to Pancake Day coming up here just a little bit.
That was pretty good. Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the big day. First off, when is it? What do we need to know about getting our tickets?
Sure. So we can't believe it, but it's already just about a month away. So our 76th annual Kiwanis Pancake Day is scheduled for Saturday, March 22nd. It starts at 7 a.m., so 7 to 1, at the Anderson Building at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And we have $10 tickets in advance, and you can get those a few different ways. So the first would be, you know, find your friends in Kiwanis Club and purchase it from them. Another is that we do have some ticket outlets. So as of right now, our ticket outlets are Country Mart, Mark II, Sutherland's, Charlie House Distillery, and Waters Hardware. So you can go to one of those places to get your $10 advance tickets, or you can find a Kiwanis Club member.
So how much are tickets at the door if you didn't go the advance route?
So if you don't get an advance ticket for 10, they're $12 at the door, and we do, you know, kids age 5 and under do eat free.
All right, so, well, obviously pancakes on the menu. What are we going to get at Kiwanis Pancake Day?
So all-you-can-eat pancakes, you also get 2 Fanestel bacon sausage links, yum, and then you have your choice of milk or unlimited coffee. You can pick between those. And then you can also buy extra sausage or extra milk when you come as well, if you would like.
You're going to have the live auction, the silent auction that's going to be there as part of things, as you've seen in years past?
Yeah, we are going to have the raffle again. So
thank you.
Tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5. And we have a few items already lined up, and some we're still collecting. So there will be the pedal tractor that's donated by Prairie Land Partners. And then there's a really cool wooden bowl that Ron Kloppenberg is donating. And we're hoping we'll have a pie from a certain someone, and then possibly a few other things in the raffle as well.
All right, so the Emporia Kiwanis Club, 76 years. Boy, what a rich history. A lot of stuff has happened over the years. March 22nd will be the date. Anderson Building, the location for the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day, 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. Let's talk about proceeds and the work of the Kiwanis Club, Catherine.
Yeah, so we just, are so amazed every year at the support of our community. I just want to point out, last year we had almost 2,000 people come out to this event, and it was one of the largest attended ever, and it raised over $16,000. So that money we use very wisely to help support, you know, local organizations. So our mission, you know, we want to help, we're a global organization, and we want to help one child and one community at a time. So we really look at the local organizations that are serving children and their families, and just any way we can help them, and these funds from Pancake Day are a huge way that we can do that. So we have a variety of different projects and organizations that we serve over the years.
I want to know what you've been doing recently and maybe what you've got at least tentatively in the planning stages here for proceeds here from what's coming up next month.
Sure. So recently we got to go out to Bloom House and do a service project with them, which was super awesome. We did a little bit of organizing, and we also got to make some cards for when youth come in for the night, and we loved doing that, just, you know, doing something to welcome somebody that's maybe not having the best night. So we really liked doing that. And then as far as what's coming up, we continuously help out with the Blessing Box, the little free pantry that's located outside of Bloom House. So we like to do that. We have members sign up to bring food, and then, of course, welcome anybody to drop off food there. It's a very popular spot. And then we like to help out at the Teddy Bear Clinic, so that's coming up in just a couple months. And then it's just a variety of different things. If somebody reaches out to us and are in need, you know, we do our best to help out with that as well.
Catherine, might you be accepting new members at the Kiwanis Club?
Absolutely. We are always accepting new members, and really it's a super fun group. We have a diverse group of people that come together, and really we have a common goal, which is super great, and we would love to have new members come out. Obviously, for weather, we had to cancel our meeting last night, but typically we meet on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m., and we typically meet at Grace United Methodist, but sometimes we're other places, you know, doing service projects and things like that. So if anyone's interested, we do have a Facebook page, Kiwanis Club of Emporia. You can reach out that way, or, you know, contact any Kiwanis member that you know, and we'd be happy to get you in touch and have you come be a guest and see if Kiwanis Club is for you.
And speaking of your membership, this is, you know, the Pancake Day is typically an all hands on deck approach. So, what are some of the different duties that that Kiwanis Club members handle, and what are you going to be doing, I guess, on Pancake Day?
Yes. So it is definitely an all hands on deck situation. We get some volunteers in the community as well. So it takes all of our members, a lot of times also their spouses, sometimes their kids, grandkids, anybody that's willing to help. There's a variety of different jobs. We also get the Boy Scouts come out and help us. Some of the local high schools have kids that come out. I mean, really, it is a community affair. And there's a variety of different tasks to do. So, you know, leading up to it, there's all sorts of things, getting the venue ready, selling tickets, things like that, ordering materials. And then on the actual day, you know, we have people working tickets. We have people out on the floor, you know, getting people more pancakes or clearing plates. We have got people on the grill. We have people, you know, mixing batter, all sorts of things like that. I mean, really, any job you can think of, we probably have it going on Pancake Day. And it really is. If anyone's interested in volunteering, we'd love to have that, too, because, like you said, it really is all hands on deck and more.
Well, it's a big day, and this is year number 76, as Catherine mentioned. So give us the when and where and how we can get our tickets, Catherine.
Yes, so 76th Annual Kiwanis Pancake Day is Saturday, March 22nd, starting at 7 a.m., running till 1 p.m. at the Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. You can get your $10 advance tickets from a Kiwanis Club member or at Country Mart, Mark II, Sutherland's, Trolley House Distillery, or Waters Hardware, and we'd love to see you there.
Outstanding. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be bringing you back on at least one more time here before you actually have the pancakes starting to flip in the air.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you guys for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Catherine Wilkerson, Emporia Kiwanis Club Pancake Day, March 22nd. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, which are 720 weekdays, just let us know at 620-342-1400 or by email, kvue@kvue.com. Next week, we only have three dates available, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Courtney Brammer. We're talking about a special bingo fundraiser for brain surgery patient Aaron May. We'll get the details on that tomorrow morning.
Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. It is 731, 2 degrees above zero, a wind chill of minus 16. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Hi, my name is Jordan Willis, and I'm thrilled to be a part of Newman Regional Health in Kansas. Emporia is not only my new workplace, but my family and I are also excited to call it home. As an orthopedic surgeon with a focus